I believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. 90%
of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn. From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I am Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Miracles Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice business owners can use to keep moving forward, plus a featured interview you're not going to want to miss. Today, we're talking to James Thomas with Brain Freeze Mobile Daiquiri. I am excited to get to it. We're here with Heather Silliman. She is the Associate Vice President of Client Services, and this is officially your first time on the podcast. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Excellent. Hey, tell us first what, because you're the Associate Vice President of Client Services, what is it you'd say you do here?
I manage a book of accounts as I'm the point person, and I make sure that I manage their budget, their strategy, get all the projects done on time, on budget, and with results. And additionally, then I work with the account team in training and best practices so they can put those skills to work with the accounts that they manage.
Like, I know that's off the cuff, but that's like the, you could write that as a job description. That's exactly, well done.
Well, I'm glad you're recording this so I can have that down.
We can type it up.
That's right.
This is the portion of the show where we talk about tips for small business owners and entrepreneurs. And like, if you had one piece of advice you would give to a business owner, what would you say?
When it comes to marketing your business and how to spend your budget, I practice the philosophy of be somebody somewhere.
Be somebody somewhere. Unless we're dealing with like temporal time distortions or something. What does that mean? What does be somebody somewhere mean?
That means that a lot of people want to like, oh, well, we can be on TV. We can have a billboard. We have an online presence. Well, that would be great, but you may not have the budget to be in all of those places. Yes. So let's use your budget where it's going to be more impactful. Don't water it down and try to be a little bit everywhere. Plant your flag someplace and say, nope, we can't do it all. We're just going to do X. And, you know, it used to be, you know, old school days when your options for marketing were TV, radio, billboard. Mm-hmm. You know, you would choose. Okay, I can't afford both, you know, radio and TV. So, okay, we're just going to do TV. Well, that plays even today when we've moved, you know, and to incorporate, I guess, the digital realm of options. And you may not be able to afford Facebook, you know, display, retargeting, video, email marketing. So look at all of those things. You know how much budget you have, which of those options are going to deliver the best return for you, and spend your budget there. Don't water it down and dabble, and I'm going to spend $50 on Facebook and $100 here. No, where's your audience? Where is your marketing dollar going to be most impactful, and put it there?
Yeah, in my day, I worked with Kansas City advertising legend Carl Yaley, who had the same piece of advice that was attack with impact. That
yes,
don't
same thing.
Don't just go into say, oh, we can be on TV, and I'll be on TV at the minimum level I could possibly spend to get somebody's attention at the station. Not necessarily everybody's attention listening, but did just get a salesperson's attention and say, yeah, I want this TV commercial. And then you can't really afford to be on at a time when people can watch.
Exactly.
So many difficulties.
Exactly.
There. It's that you can't, there are many tactics you can get into where you can't fully fund them, where you, yeah, I could be here, but are you being effective, or is that
right.
money essentially wasted?
Exactly. And there's so many things you have to keep in mind too, and that especially in any marketing, frequency is key. You know, the consumer needs to see something. It could be, you know, it could be 3 times, it could be 23 times. And especially when you're playing in mass media with radio or TV, that's expensive to do. So you're going to have to dial it down and find, okay, where am I going to get the most bang for my buck? I am full of metaphors today.
This is so much metaphor. But you've worked with auto dealers and major fast food retail. You've worked with some pretty big spenders on media in the day. And obviously, like, you can do it wrong. Like, you could be on and spend money that you're just wasting. Don't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great advice. Great advice for business owners. Pay attention. Don't try to be everywhere.
Exactly.
Just be somebody.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. I am here with James Thomas at Brain Freeze Mobile Daiquiri Bar. First, welcome, James.
Thank you for having me here, Jeff. Thank you.
And are samples nearby, or are they?
Not this morning. It's a little bit early in the morning to have samples, but if you want something, I can probably cook something up for you.
Today. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's very true.
The other one is, if you're not wasted, the day is.
That's very true. I mean, it is hot outside, so it gets me to cool down. So.
It is hot as can be. Well, yes. Tell us about the business really quick. I've talked about samples and stuff. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Brain Freeze Mobile Daiquiri Bar. What is the business?
Yeah, so Brain Freeze is a mobile daiquiri bar that serves daiquiri straight to you. So our mission is to bring the soul and taste of New Orleans straight to your doorstep.
Man.
So whether you're at home or at the office, of course you drink at the office, or out and about somewhere, we can bring daiquiris and frozen drinks straight to you.
If that doesn't sound like filling a customer need, the marketing concept is figuring out what people want and giving it to them. And you've done exactly that. So give me the origin story. What's the answer? You mentioned New Orleans. What's the inspiration for this?
Yeah. So when I was younger, I traveled a lot to Dallas and to Texas and to Florida and New Orleans. And daiquiri shops down there were very popular. Everyone had a good time. The flavors were good. Everyone was like, the energy was just so good. Mm-hmm. And the vibe was perfect. And I wanted to rent to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So during COVID, everyone was shut down, locked in the house, and trying to think of different things to do for business. And so I joined a accountability group, and every week we met up and talked about different goals and passions that we had. Mm-hmm. And one of the goals I had was to open a daiquiri shop. So I came to see I already had one, but I did something like a little bit different with a twist to it.
Yeah.
So I came with a whole mobile concept to where I come straight to you versus you coming to us. So, during COVID, legislation made it legal to have to-go alcohol on the go. So I was like, this is perfect. I wanted to-go alcohol. It's legal now. I can go ahead with it. So after about a year, of processing, with licensing and permits and things like that, the fun parts of the business.
That's right. And unfortunately, the pandemic wasn't over at that point.
Right.
By the time you got all the licenses, you could still keep doing it.
Right, exactly. And so, I wanted to do something where, people don't have to be too close together. People still keep a distance and stuff like that. So finally, a year ago, I got Brain Freeze off the ground and the baby was born.
Oh man, that is spectacular. That is, I like the origin story. Trials and tribulations along the way, or yes. what has that process looked like for you?
Definitely, I picked the hardest industry to get into.
Yeah, booze regulation.
Yeah, booze is definitely not easy task. This is not Texas or Florida, so the liquor laws in Kansas and Missouri is very difficult, very challenging. So there's a lot of loopholes I had to fight and go through and red tape to get things processed and not on the go. Mm-hmm. So after getting all that, taking care of, figuring out the way how I can make it like a mobile concept, it was finally it's here.
where does the recipe come in? Is that just an easy, that's the easiest part of this whole process, coming up with the actual menu?
Yeah, so I have a provider that makes the mixes and stuff in Oklahoma. And so, I tell them, hey, I have a menu of 25 different options to where people can get different drinks. Mm-hmm. So whether it's sangrias or daiquiris or margaritas or wine slushies, I can order it from them and they can strip to my house and I can, make drinks based on the menu.
Man. So, okay. So if somebody's, deciding to have you there, is there a truck that needs to, we need to make room for a truck, or do you have the machines inside of a building or a house or anything? How flexible is this?
Well, luckily for us, since we're mobile, we can do indoor and outdoor events.
Excellent.
So, year round, we can be in business operation wise. So whether you want to see your garage, or on the cul-de-sac in your neighborhood, we can do either or. So we're very capable of doing No, nothing can stop us right now.
Nothing, literally nothing.
But I don't want to jinx myself. But
oh no, that is spectacular. And so you can go. Is any limitations to where you can go or the kinds of things you can do?
No, so we're licensed in both Missouri and Kansas. Uh-huh. So anywhere between Excelsior Springs, Lee Summit, Belton, Gardner, Lawrence, Kansas. That's another hub. So we have two hubs in Lawrence and in Kansas City. So anywhere between, you know, point A and point B in Kansas City, we can be there.
I noticed the hours on your website are pretty spectacular. They're the, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
Wherever you'd like us to be, we're there.
I mean, you want to start 8 o'clock in the morning? I mean, I'm not a morning person, but if you want us to start drinking 8 o'clock, I can be there for you.
I think if you're not a morning person, you can just charge more for mornings.
Exactly.
And
you
say,
know,
look, well, I'm happy to do it, but.
Right. It's going to cost you a bit more for my inconvenience.
Time and a half for my inconvenience. Oh, God. You bring happiness to everyone. Like, I saw the, your social media commercial is posted on your website, and it's a lot of pictures of or videos of someone being handed a drink and sipping it and then just smiling and nodding. Like, they don't have words. They're just happy to have this cool beverage in their hand.
Yes, that's one of the things that I wanted to do is, like, when you taste it, like, oh, it brings you back memories to be on the beach or being in Mardi Gras, something like that. So I wanted to bring that type of feeling to your taste buds, you know, in Kansas City, you know. We don't have a beach here. I mean, we have lakes and stuff that can be a beach, quote-unquote, but.
there are quotes there. There is a quote-unquote on that one. How many events can you do at a time? I've seen like three listed on the same day on your website.
Yeah, well, I'm pushing myself that day. Okay. I have a corporate event that day and two public events that day. So, you know, as long as things are staggered out time-wise, you know, we can be, you know, a certain spot, you know, one time set up there, jump to another spot, set up there, and just kind of rotate locations. So normally, I try to do two at one time. But I'm trying to get more vehicle units so we can do like 3 to 4 units at one time. But right now I'm pushing three's pushing it.
That's a lot to keep straight. But man, if you can make that many different groups happy at once,
yes,
that's you're winning at that point.
Yes.
What is next for Brain Freeze? What's on the horizon? Where do you go from here?
Yeah. So luckily, we've been fortunate enough to be sponsored with a commercial from Spectrum. We, you know, on your TV screens across Kansas City and Lawrence area. So we want to grow, have more mobile units, do more events, of course, and, you know, get more daiquiri machines because people love having options and different things like that. And so eventually next year or two, we want to have Kansas City's first drive-through daiquiri shop.
So you
can actually drive through and get a drink to go.
You know, I'm so glad that Kansas City and its surrounding area is starting to really, really make it into the future.
Yeah,
that's the right way.
We're moving forward, progressing. Slowly
but surely. I love being progressive.
It took about 50 years, but we're finally getting there.
Yeah, well, and I saw your clip on KCTV5. You were able to get all of those anchors tipsy. Or, you know, maybe there wasn't booze in there, but...
It's a hidden secret. No one knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And you were also a Kansas City Chamber Small Business Superstar.
Yes.
And so you're just picking up awards and accolades all over the place. People are recognizing that you're living the dream. You're doing it right.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing how much stuff that we started a year ago this weekend, how much we've accomplished. So being on Channel 5, having a commercial on Spectrum, doing Jalen Wilson's graduation party last month.
I saw that. Number one basketball draft candidate from KU. You did the graduation party for Jalen Wilson. Is that the coolest event you've worked so far?
I think so. I did a fashion show last month as well for the NFL draft, and a couple of Chiefs players were there too. And so just having the opportunity to do different events and different functions and specialties around Kansas City within the first year has just been amazing. So next year's going to be even better next year.
Man, all good signs, all things pointing in the right direction, which means we should probably switch to something more difficult now. The lightning round.
Don't
panic. Lightning round is okay. It's shorter answers. Here are the rules to lightning round. Shorter answers, soundbite answers. We're just going to keep it going. May or may not have anything to do with the business. It's just kind of a potpourri, if you will.
Sounds like a daiquiri already.
It does. It's a cool blend of questions. That's
all right,
it.
I'm ready.
What is your favorite flavor of daiquiri?
I like hurricane and pina colada mixed together.
Oh, kind of the red and white kind of.
Yeah, kind of like a Miami Vice, but with a hurricane.
With a hurricane instead of the strawberry. So what does that bring into the table? Is it?
It's a little bit more of a sweeter flavor because I don't like coconut.
So you want to match that a little bit.
It mixes the pina colada with the sweetness of the hurricane and kind of makes it like an enjoyable flavor.
Got it. Nice. Good choice. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Blank check for your business. We say, you know, this is for Brain Freeze Mobile Daiquiri Bar. What would you do with that blank check?
I would definitely take it. And
I will first accept.
I will accept it. That's the first thing you do.
We'll do a giant check presentation.
Yeah. But I would go, you know, I want to invest in my company. Everything that I make in my company stays in my company. So I definitely will, you know, invest in, you know, buy another vehicle and, you know, getting more machines so I can make more, I guess, revenue for the business.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, and just keep expanding statewide, or is this a franchise model in the future?
Yeah, I definitely want to expand to different regions across the metro and across the area. So I definitely want to do a franchising in a couple of years.
Setting yourself up. This is so big. So big. And it's just bringing joy. Let's see. You've grown through social media quite a bit, and you can find, you know, where you're going to be next on social. What's your favorite social channel?
Instagram.
Really?
Instagram is my addiction. You know, people say TikTok is their addiction.
Right.
I have TikTok too, but it's not really like sucking me in like people say it would. Mm. But I said Instagram right now.
If it's not sucking you in the way that people say it should, like there's a lot of science that goes into people just sitting on TikTok nonstop.
Yes.
But Instagram for you is the choice.
Yeah, Instagram is my black hole. That seems weird.
time moves differently there.
Yes.
Small business chamber superstar is a big win that you've had. How do you celebrate a big win? What is it that you do that is, hey, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to celebrate this. What are you doing when you celebrate?
I sleep. I don't get much chance to sleep, but definitely sleep is one of my favorite activities to do. Being a solopreneur, you don't have much time to do anything but work. And so I'm constantly working, you know, sun up to sundown on something, you know, thinking of the next concept, you know, next event, working on emails, things like that. So sleeping is definitely, sleeping and eating, I will say.
The sleep part, that may be the best answer. It may be the most honest answer we've had from any of our entrepreneurs on the channel. Because there are so many things you can do to celebrate that win. And if you are a solopreneur, that is maybe the best thing you could do for yourself. Recharge and be ready to go again. So good. That's just good advice. Man. Outstanding. Well, tell me, let's where can people find you? Where do they know where you're going to be next?
Yeah. Check out my Facebook and Instagram, brainfreeze_daiquiri, and my website, brainfreezedaq.com.
Outstanding. James Thomas, Brain Freeze Mobile Daiquiri Bar, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
That is our show. Another thanks to James Thomas. Thanks for being here. Brain Freeze Mobile Daiquiri Bar. That's just delicious. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review. Drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we're going to be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.